All right, on this very rainy Monday morning, you know, we've really come to associate Donald Trump with his big campaign rallies where thousands of supporters cheer him on. He never stopped holding those rallies even after his inauguration until the coronavirus pandemic. And so now neither he nor his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, will likely have any such big rallies this year. So what are these campaigns going to look like? Joining us right now, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts helps us take a look. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul. And, you know, you're right. Of course, some people say that Trump's news conferences at the White House is substituted for his campaign rallies. But we saw an important move forward by the Trump campaign this week. They have an enormous war chest, Paul, well over $200 million to spend, and an enormous database of potential supporters. And so they've been flooding the digital space with ads in the last week or so, almost all of them negative, aimed at Biden. They're not talking about how great Trump is. They're talking about how terrible Biden is. He's old. He's out of it. He's a doddering old man. He loves China. He loves socialism. And there is a very strong ad buy out there. But it reflects in some ways not only Trump's strengths, his ability to do this, because he has so much money and he has such a digital base, but it also reflects his weakness, too. If you look at every poll that's out, whether it measures what's Trump's favorable rating, how do people calculate his handling of the coronavirus, head-to-head matchups with Joe Biden, he's stuck at almost exactly the same number, which is 42 to 43%. That's a high floor, but it's a low ceiling. And the Trump, I think what we're seeing here is an attack strategy from Trump, because he knows that if this is a referendum on him, 42-43% is not going to win the presidency.
It's interesting because usually the incumbent is the one that touts his strengths, and instead you have an incumbent touting the weaknesses of his challenger, while the challenger, Biden, I would think would be touting his strengths as you know, somebody that served as vice president for 8 years.
Well, he's trying to do that, and of course one of his biggest assets is Barack Obama, who remains very popular, particularly in the African-American community. The African-American community is the strongest Democratic base. People in Michigan know that. 89% of African-Americans voted for Biden, voted for Hillary Clinton, and 94% of black women. So Obama now, in the last few days, has gotten much more involved in the campaign and is promising to be far more vigorous in his support of Biden and his criticisms of Trump. But the Biden problem is that he just doesn't stir much enthusiasm, even among the Democratic base. Yes, nationally, you take the latest CNN poll, Biden has a 5-point lead nationally over Trump, which is okay, but still fairly modest. But people were asked, are you really enthusiastic about your choices? 4 out of 5 Republicans, about 80%, said they were really enthusiastic about voting for Trump. Only 56% of Democrats, Paul, say they're enthusiastic about Biden. And that's the big weakness that the Democrats have. Yes, Trump clearly has a ceiling, clearly does not command the majority support in this country, but Biden's having trouble taking advantage of it.
How can Biden turn that around? How utilizing the tools in the war chest, which would be essentially social media and traditional media, but really social media is where this campaign is going to be played out, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of that is true. And Biden had a pretty good fundraising. You know, one of the signs of his tepid support, Paul, and this was true during the primaries, right? He was outraged by people like Pete Buttigieg, for goodness sake. I mean, it was a clear sign. The Democratic base was not excited about Joe Biden. He's done better recently because, of course, now it's framed as a head-to-head fight against Trump. But I think the Biden campaign is going to come down to one word, and that word is trust. If you look at the polling, there's a clear weakness, and it's always been there, Paul. It goes way back on Donald Trump, even before the 2016 election. But people were asked in the CNN poll, who is more trustworthy and honest, Trump or Biden? Biden leads that by 15 points, Paul. There's the opening. There's the number that tells you that Biden has a potential strategy to focus on personal characteristics, judgment, temperament, honesty, reliability, if he's going to win, he's going to have to contrast himself as a solid, sensible, reliable alternative to an erratic, untrustworthy, mercurial president. That's where this election is going to be fought.
It's going to be very interesting. In a lot of ways, Steve, it feels like the campaign has barely even begun on either side because we've been so preoccupied with the coronavirus. But I think at some point you're going to see both campaigns rev up and we're going to be reminded, oh, yeah, it's an election year.
But, of course, it's also true, Paul. That's absolutely true. But everything that's happening right now is going to factor into people's judgments. It's not as if there's this sharp divide between the pandemic and politics, because in the end, all incumbent presidents running for a second term, to a greater or lesser extent, the election is a referendum on them. And no matter how much Trump is going to try to make this a referendum about Biden, and he's going to try very hard, because I think he knows, as he looks at those numbers and says, if it's a referendum about me, I'm in trouble. And therefore, I have to tear down Biden. And he's starting now, and he's spending a lot of money doing it. But he can't escape the fact that the most dominant issue, the most dominant factor in American politics is the pandemic. And it's, as I say, the real critical dimension of how that plays into politics, Paul, is not so much, gee, did the president spend enough on testing, or gee, did he supply enough ventilators for a hospital here or there. Those issues are secondary, in my view, to this overall question of, can I trust this guy in the future to deal with the kind of crisis we've just been through? Has he shown himself to be a reliable and a sure-footed steward of the national interest? It's much more these personal questions, much more these issues of character and temperament and judgment than any specific issue, Paul.
Yeah, and those questions still being answered on a daily basis. Steve, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst. It is going to be a very interesting several months ahead of us now as this story continues to unfold about the coronavirus, and not just the health aspects of it, but getting the economy back. Obviously, that's going to be a big push by President Trump, is to get the unemployment numbers down and to get the economy humming again so that he has something to run on. In the meantime, Joe Biden has yet to announce his running mate. That's going to be key as well. Running mate usually go, okay, who really cares who the vice president is? I think in this case, especially with kind of a lack of enthusiasm about the president, there may be some more enthusiasm with the right running mate. And, of course, don't forget, our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is said to be on a very short list of candidates for vice president.